Glimpses of poverty can be seen across North Carolina on a daily basis, from median strips to emergency rooms and school cafeterias to unemployment offices. No communities are immune. In Greensboro, many people in need use the Interactive Resource Center, IRC, for daily access to computers, showers, and just a sense of community.
I wanted to make sure that everybody met our new warehouse manager, Ricardo, and he is...
More than 200 people visit the center each weekday. One of them is Earl Zayak, a slender man with brown hair and a salty goatee. Each day he walks the 5 miles to the IRC in downtown from his tent.
I went from $80,000 a year down to I'm lucky if I make $80 a month. So it was a huge, humbling experience for me.
Earl worked for 30 years doing cement jobs, often as part of home renovations. That allowed him to pay the bills, raise 8 kids, and own a house. He moved here from Delaware after getting divorced and has been homeless since January. So far, no steady work.
The job opportunities could be a lot better because you apply online and most of the companies sit there, I will get back with you, or you never even hear anything from them. And all you're trying to do is get a job. And it's like they see that you're homeless and they don't want to give you a chance.
Zayak is part of a population in Greensboro that is expanding. According to a report released earlier this summer by the Brookings Institute, nearly 1 out of every 5 people in Greensboro is living below the federal poverty line. That means about 50,000 people in total.
This has been a slow, laborious, turgid recovery.
Andrew Broad is a professor of economics at UNC Greensboro. On Wednesday, he gave an overview of the Brookings study to several mayors and an audience of about 100 people at a poverty summit in Greensboro. He says poverty has increased in rural and suburban areas while becoming the most severe in many urban neighborhoods.
You know, the fact that poverty hasn't recovered, the poverty rate hasn't fallen, is very much a result of the economy not really improving much since the end of the recession.
It's actually getting worse. Raleigh, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, High Point, and Charlotte have all seen significant increases in the percentage of people living in poverty since 2000. Those 5 are listed in the Brookings report as among the 10 U.S. metro areas where poverty is growing fastest. Following the report, Greensboro Mayor Nancy Vaughn called for this event. She sees it as a jumping-off point.
I didn't think that we would come away with today with the, I got it, this is what we have to do. This is an issue that has been going on for decades. We weren't going to solve it in one meeting.
At the summit, Mayor Bill Bell of Durham and Alan Joynes of Winston-Salem spoke about initiatives taking place in those cities. Vaughn is interested in working with other mayors on a plan to try to reduce poverty. She says their collective approach may include going to the General Assembly and asking for more powers at the local level.
Well, you know, one thing we could certainly go and talk to them about is Medicaid expansion, that if we could address health care issues, that goes a long way in addressing other subsequent issues. So that might be something that as mayors we can band together with. We need to look at what was discussed today to see how the legislature can assist us. And maybe by assisting us, it's just getting out of the way.
The conversation yesterday was led by elected officials, something several in the audience criticized. Michelle Kennedy was in the crowd. She's the executive director at the IRC, that day center you heard about earlier.
I think future summits moving forward have to include advocates and organizations that do work on the ground with communities affected by poverty. Without those voices at the table, you're never really having as meaningful a conversation as you would have otherwise.
Kennedy is one of those voices. She works with people who are struggling each day. People like Earl Zayak, who are trying to find their next meal, full-time work, and a way out of poverty.
My long-term goal is actually getting another house. I mean, I've had them before, and I'm not going to let this situation keep me down. And I just keep my nose above the water and keep on treading.
Greensboro's mayor wants another poverty summit later this fall. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.